everyone, welcome back to another episode of Boleh Belajar Bahasa, and this is your host, Cindy.
And Kristen.
And we're still here.
Still here.
And last week, we were talking about telling time and how time works in Indonesia, and the rubber time.
Oh, the rubber time, yes. your special interpretation of time.
Yeah. But this week, we're gonna approach a different topic. We're just gonna talk about saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Because before you leave a party, before you leave the house, mm-hmm. you have to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And the term that we use for that is pamit.
Pamit.
P-A-M-I-T.
Pamit.
Pamit. Okay. It's not like when you're saying like pamit, it's not saying bye, but it's more like the act of saying goodbye.
The act of saying goodbye.
It's called pamit.
So you're not saying goodbye. It's okay. Okay. We'll go with it.
Okay. So, goodbye in Indonesia is selamat tinggal.
Selamat tinggal, yes.
Selamat means good and tinggal just means...
I feel like I don't hear people say that, though.
Yeah.
They don't really... Is that pretty, like, formal?
That's very formal way of saying
goodbye. So you'd say that to, like...
Selamat tinggal.
Your, like, great aunt or something that you're not very close to.
Or when somebody died. It's like, selamat tinggal. But... When you're going on a trip soon, going to Japan.
Going to take a little trip to Japan.
So what we're going to say is selamat jalan.
Selamat jalan.
So good trip. Walk. So jalan is walk, right? Good walk.
Yeah,
so
like, doesn't jalan mean a whole bunch of things?
It means a lot of, it means street, it means like a lot of things. But in this phrase, selamat jalan, which literally translates to have a good walk.
Good walk.
Is like when you're going somewhere.
Okay.
So, selamat jalan.
Selamat jalan. It's kind of like bon voyage.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And, well, in Indo, mm-hmm. when we're just saying bye, mm-hmm. it's just bye, usually. Bye.
Really?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. It's just like when we're saying, what did we say? Thank you. This is like bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Selamat jalan, selamat tinggal. Selamat tinggal is like, it's really, you're going on a long trip. It's a very formal way of saying like, goodbye.
Goodbye. It could be forever.
It's more like the sayonara in Japan.
Okay.
It's like, sayonara. You're not saying sayonara if you're just going to the supermarket and going back. It's like when you're having like, selamat tinggal.
It's like
when you're breaking up with someone.
Oh.
Selamat tinggal.
Really? That's how you would break up with somebody?
No, there's multiple ways to
we'll talk about that on another
episode. But selamat tinggal more like final, and selamat jalan is just like, oh, well,
have a nice trip.
Selamat jalan.
So selamat tinggal could be like you're moving away.
Yeah, selamat tinggal. Yeah, and then another sentiment that we always say mm-hmm. is hati-hati.
Oh, I know this
di
one.
Jalan. So be careful on the street.
I just say hati-hati and then just forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Hati-hati, ya.
Di jalan.
So, hati-hati di jalan. Hati-hati be di careful jalan. On the street. Ooh. It's just something that you say when someone is leaving. Hati-hati di jalan.
Oh, maybe I can impress my mother-in-law and add the di jalan.
Di jalan. Because be careful on the street.
Be careful. Just don't be careful. Be careful on the street. Yeah.
So when you're leaving a party and you're leaving first, or like any event, basically.
Yes, which it happens pretty regularly. It happens,
and then you have to leave first.
Yes.
You're going to say, pulang dulu ya.
Yeah, pulang, I know that
pulang
one.
Pulang means go home.
To go home. Pulang dulu.
Dulu, first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aku pulang dulu ya.
Aku
I'm going
pulang dulu ya.
Aku pulang dulu ya. I'm going home first.
I'm gonna go home first.
I don't know why you have to, like, give everybody, like, advance notice. Aku pulang dulu ya. And then, like, you know, like, one of the culture uh-huh. is you're gonna go up to everyone.
Every single person.
Yeah, and then, like... If you're close, basically. Yeah. And then you're like, aku pulang dulu ya. Aku pulang dulu ya. To everyone.
You can't just like, attention.
Attention everyone. I'm going home first. Aku pulang dulu ya. Aku pulang dulu ya.
Yeah.
Or you can say, aku pamit.
Aku pamit.
I'm doing the act of saying goodbye to you. Aku pamit.
That seems so like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. When you like, it's like too much. It's like
You're extra, very, very.
No, but it's more like, so you have to do the act of saying goodbye to say goodbye. You can't just say goodbye.
You can say bye, right? Bye. Aku pulang dulu ya. Okay. I was like, eh, aku mau pamit. I'm gonna do the act of saying goodbye. Say, aku mau pamit dulu ya. I'm gonna do the act of saying goodbye. Bye-bye. So you're gonna say that to people.
And then say goodbye.
Yeah, and then say, yeah, bye-bye-bye, and then you leave.
That's so weird.
Yeah. But so I like that's it. The word pamit. Right? Okay. So pamit. I think that's the way of you being like polite, especially if there's like people older than you, right? If you're going to someone's house during the new year, right? And then there's a lot of people, and then you're like, aku pamit dulu ya.
What happens if you don't?
See, and then people is gonna be like, where,
talk about you.
Where did Kristen go?
Oh.
They're gonna be like, she didn't pamit. Dia gak pamit dulu.
And then they're just gonna be
like,
me?
Yeah, I was like, how could she leave and not pamit first to me?
I won't get any more invites.
Yeah, so like the pamit is like the act of saying goodbye, and then you'll tell aku pamit dulu ya.
Interesting. All right. So you have like a, it's kind of like similar to when you're done eating the chuchimulu. It's something to kind of end. Yeah. To put a period on it. That's not just...
Yeah. Aku pulang dulu ya.
Okay.
Aku pamit dulu ya.
Yeah.
Aku mau pamit. I want to. I want to do the act of saying goodbye.
So you want to do the act of saying goodbye, and then you do the act of saying goodbye, and then you say goodbye. Yeah.
And there's also a term when you're just like saying bye, instead of bye-bye, is dada.
Dada. I have yet to hear that.
Yeah, when you're going somewhere, right? Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going home first. I'm gonna go home first, right? Aku pulang dulu ya. Dadah. you're looking at me like you think I'm joking. I'm not joking.
I have never heard anybody say that, and if I heard it, I would probably laugh at it.
because dadah can also mean chest.
Oh,
dadah means chest or breast. What? Because like chicken breast is dada ayam, right?
I did not know that.
The literal, but if you say dada with an H, dada when you're saying bye. So that's like before English like come into Indonesia and we have to say bye to everything, we have the word dada.
Dada.
Dada da 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 da. And then you're gonna teach your kids. Yeah, bilang dada, dada.
Really?
Yeah, say goodbye.
But I've never heard it.
You haven't been hanging around
the right people.
The right people.
Is there like, is this like a certain, like, you're going to find this throughout Indonesia?
Throughout Indonesia.
Not like, not.
Not just my family, Chris. You're looking at me like this is only happening in my family, but to everyone.
Okay.
It's like dada. Dada, ya, dada, dada.
Dada, dada, dada.
So like
lama 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 lama.
I'm gonna go home first. Aku pulang dulu ya. Yeah. Dadah.
Dadah.
Dadah. Dadah. Dadah.
Dadah.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of people. Dadah. 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 And then you wave your hands.
Dadah. You dadah. 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 I wish you guys could see this. All six of you.
Dadah. 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 Dadah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna try that. And if I get laughed at.
So before,
I'm for
so
you.
When you're leaving in the airport, just say there, yes, da da. That's like bye bye.
Okay,
da da.
They won't be at the airport with me.
Oh, you're just gonna go.
I'll say it to them in the morning.
Okay.
Before.
Okay. So what you're gonna say to your kids?
Yes.
While you're leaving.
Yes.
Mama mau.
Mama mau.
Pergi dulu ya.
Pergi dulu ya.
I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna go first.
I'm gonna go first.
Yeah. Sampai jumpa kembali.
Sampai jumpa kembali. So
until we meet again.
That's a sweet one.
Yeah. Sampai jumpa kembali.
Sampai jumpa. Jumpa.
Kembali.
Kembali.
Aku akan.
Aku. I will. Aku akan.
Merindukanmu.
Apa?
Miss you.
I will miss you. What is it?
Merindukan.
Merindukan.
Kamu.
Kamu.
Kalian.
All
you
of
guys,
you guys.
Aku akan merindukan kalian.
Kalian.
Yeah.
All of you.
Dadah.
Dadah.
I'm just been teaching you the four phrases that you can say to your kids before you leave.
I can't wait to get the guide.
Mama mau pergi dulu ya.
Mama mau pergi dulu ya.
Aku akan merindukan kalian.
Merindukan kalian.
Yeah, I will miss you guys.
I will a little bit.
Sampai jumpa kembali. Until we meet again.
Until we meet again.
Or sampai jumpa until we meet kembali when I'm back. Oh, so I'm sampai back. Jumpa kembali. So let's see each other when I'm back.
When I return.
And dada.
Dada.
Dada. Dada. You should ask your husband.
I'm going to. That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get home. I'm going to ask him.
It's like dada.
Have you ever said that? I have never heard him in the 12 years that we have been together. I have yet to hear him say dada, dada. And wave.
I will say dada and wave. I will say that to you every time.
How long have we been friends?
Like a couple of years. But like now I'm just gonna, every time you're leaving my house, Kristen, I'm gonna say bye, dada, Kristen.
But now I feel like you're doing that on purpose.
No.
It's just like the trims.
Trims. I swear people say that too.
Trims. Cassie.
It's trims.
Have yet to hear that. I think you're making this up.
This should be like
Cindy's Indonesian.
Yeah, so we have said like I'm gonna miss you. Aku akan merindukanmu sampai jumpa kembali until we meet again. We've covered a couple phrases. Is there anything that you want to say to your kids before you leave?
I mean, to be honest, there's lots of things I'd like to say to the kids. Please don't destroy the house. Please don't destroy each other.
Oh. So when you're saying, like, be careful in the house, just, like, kalian hati-hati ya.
Kalian hati-hati ya.
You guys be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to spank you.
Hati-hati is careful. Hati-hati di jalan, hati-hati di rumah. You can have like the hati-hati is careful and then everywhere. Yeah. Whether you're going, whether people are saying it to you before you go, you're going to hear the word hati-hati.
Hati, oh yeah. Hati-hati.
And sometimes we don't even say the H.
Hati-hati.
We say the hati-hati.
Hati-hati?
Yeah. Hati-hati di jalan. And then people would just understand without the H.
I haven't. What is with you guys in getting rid of letters? Letters, you add letters, you rearrange letters.
Some things are silent, some things are not.
I mean, yes. Yeah. All right. But we can do this. So if I...
So before you leave, Kristen, what do you want to say to me?
I'm going to say, aku mau pamit. Then I'm going to say, aku pamit. Yeah. I want to, I am... And then I'm...
So I'm occupied. So I'm talking to someone. Gotcha. So you want to, like, tap someone in the shoulder. And it's like, aku mau pamit dulu ya.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the act of saying goodbye. And then, like, bye. Or, like, dada. And then, like, dada. Sampai ketemu.
Sampai ketemu. It's like, till we meet you. Till I meet you
again. Sampai ketemu lagi is the full phrase. Yeah. But we can just say sampai ketemu. Yeah.
Sampai ketemu.
Yeah. Until we meet.
Until we meet. Yeah. Until we meet.
Sampai ketemu or sampai ketemu lagi is the same, but we can just remove the lagi.
The lagi, like, again, say, right?
Sampai ketemu.
Yeah. So till we meet or till we meet again.
Till we meet again.
Sounds like a song. I'm sure that there's got to be a
shoulder old acquaintance be forgot.
We're not there yet. We still have a few more weeks.
Okay.
A few more weeks.
Yeah. So now you can say goodbye because this is an eventful episode because you're going to be gone to Japan. So you have to know how to say goodbye to your kids, to your husband, to your mother, friends. To my friend, to Cindy.
To Cindy, my one friend, Cindy. You're going to get a lot of da-da-da-da-da-das.
And you know, like, you like to repeat words, right? So da 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 da
da da da da da da.
I dare you, like, when we're going to church, right? Okay. Before you leave,
okay.
To the old ladies, if you say da 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 da, they will wave back at you.
You think so?
I think so.
And then they'll sniff me. I've noticed that old people like to sniff young people. Is that
sniff?
Yeah, all the old ladies are sniffing my kid, and when they give me a hug, they sniff me too when I say goodbye.
That's a way. Oh. So instead, I think that's the way to kiss. Because when you're saying...
But they all smell me. Like, they're, like, all up, like... They like...
Yeah, that's the way you kiss. Instead of using your mouth.
You just...
Because among...
That's not a kiss, that's a sniff.
We call it a sun.
A sun?
Yeah. Sun, sun pipi kiri, sun pipi kanan. So instead of you actually touching your lips to the cheeks, you're just basically touching your nose and sniffing. That's the way to kiss.
We'll talk about
so that. So when we're saying goodbye, right? Okay, pulang dulu ya. I'm gonna go home first. And then you're just gonna like... left cheek and right cheek.
No, so I've done that before, but I've gotten like full on sniffs like when I say goodbye. Like my mother-in-law does it to my children.
Yeah.
Like, but full on sniffs, not just a little like tap with your nose on the side of the cheek.
Yeah, that's the way like for you to like really kiss. Like... So when you're saying goodbye and then you're kissing someone, instead of using the lips, I think Asian people don't really kiss like other people who's not like their significant other, like with their mouth.
Yeah.
So with their kids, it's like gonna be like the older nose. People, it's gonna be with their nose. I don't know why.
I think it's
don't great. Ask me. I don't ask me why dada is the word to say goodbye when it also means breath. I'm
not so sure about it.
So those are the phrases for this week that you can learn while you're saying goodbye to your kids.
Your pami. Yeah. The act of saying goodbye. Yeah. And it's very important.
It's very important because if you don't say goodbye, people are just gonna say, why don't you pamit to me?
Will people get really offended?
Some people can.
Have you ever been offended when somebody didn't pamit you?
Not me personally, but I know that my parents will ask me, kamu udah pamit belum? Have you said goodbye to your grandma?
Have you done your act of saying goodbye?
Yeah. They will get mad at me for and then they will see that as me not being polite to other people. Mm. So this is me as a kid, right? Yeah. I'm like 12 or 13. Before I go, it's like, okay, let's go home. I pulang, yeah. Right? And then they're going to ask me first, Have you kamu udah pamit belum?
Oh.
And then if you haven't, you're going to say pamit dulu. They're gonna send me back. Pamit dulu. And then you're gonna go to individual, like
every single older
people.
Is there anybody that you can skip?
or just say like multiple like pulang dulu ya.
Now, if it's kind of like a respectful thing to do, like do you have to like are your friends expecting you to do it as well, or is it really just kind of for like older?
So if you're going individually to the older people, like Ai, saya pulang dulu ya. That's gonna be like for the respect, like you're going to them. But like if you're going to a party when it's all your peers, people in the same age, just before you leave, you're just gonna say pulang dulu ya semua.
Okay. Oh, all of
everybody
you.
Ya pulang dulu ya semua.
Pulang dulu ya.
Pulang dulu ya semua. And then makasih. Thank you.
Dreams.
Yeah,
dreams.
Makasih semua. Pulang dulu ya.
Yeah.
Sampai ketemu. That's what we're gonna say.
Sampai ketemu.
Yeah.
Well, this one's a little bit easier.
Yeah. I feel like this is what we say like after church, like sampai ketemu minggu depan ya. So we're gonna see each other next week.
Yeah.
You know. So, easy enough. Okay.
Da-da-da-da.
And hopefully we'll have everything in our guide.
Yes, hopefully. When the guides come out.
Yeah, because Kristen will be gone to Japan and I will be the one who's typing all
that. I'll be busy working, Cindy. Okay. Working, filming.
Yeah. Some other stuff.
Some other top secret.
Project.
Important business.
Okay, guys, so we'll see you next week. Hopefully.
If I make it back alive.
You will.
I will.
Sampai jumpa, Kristen.
Yeah. Sampai jumpa.
Yeah! Woohoo!
I got it.